This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Uning Aran Festival of Adi Community celebrated today in Arunachal Pradesh. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Adi community. In his message, the Governor said that Uning Aran, celebrated every March, marks the Adi New Year and the beginning of a new agricultural cycle. The festival, rooted in traditional practices such as rodent trapping, reflects a community's deep understanding of nature and sustainable farming. These age-old practices help protect crops while maintaining ecological balance before the sowing of the main rice crop. The Governor expressed confidence that the elders will continue to guide the younger generation to cherish indigenous wisdom, promote responsible farming, and remain committed to the protection and conservation of our precious flora and fauna. The August Women's Clinic and IVF Center at Naharlagan was inaugurated by Chief Minister Pema Khandu. He said facilities like this play a crucial role in providing advanced fertility care and hope to many families. Mr. Khandu also appreciated Dr. Johnson Bagra, Managing Director, for taking the initiative that strengthens healthcare services while also generating employment opportunities. In the second day of the 11th Arunachal Film Festival, six shortlisted participants of the short film grant presented their project ideas before a distinguished jury comprising Biplab Goswami, writer of the acclaimed film Lapata Ladies, Sunny Joseph, National Award-winning director, and Kaushik Das. The session offered an encouraging platform for emerging filmmakers to present their visions and receive thoughtful insights from seasoned professionals. The screening sessions opened with 1999, Here Right by Raymond Colney, followed by an engaging interaction with the director. One of the main highlights of the day was the panel discussion titled Rewriting the Narrative, Women Shaping the Future of Cinema. Union Public Service Commission yesterday declared the final result of Civil Services Examination 2025. Arunachal's Dr. Zing Messar successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination 2025 for the second time. The Department of Women and Child Development hosted a massive marathon in the state capital today as a precursor to International Women's Day. The event had two categories, a competitive 10-kilometer marathon and a 5-kilometer fun run. Leading by example, Nyali Ete, Commissioner of WCD Women Home and IPR, joined the run alongside Chadan Tangjang, Director of the WCD Department. The event also served as a platform for Mission Shakti, the government's flagship initiative for women's safety and empowerment. The WCD Department also announced that the upcoming International Women's Day celebrations would include the Women Achievers Award Scheme, a ceremony dedicated to honoring local pioneers who have broken barriers in their respective fields. The sixth edition of the Zero Literary Festival is going to be organized on 20 and 21 March at St. Claret College. It is being organized by Pinewood Organization of Literature in association with the District Administration Lower Subansiri. The literary festival will feature talks and panel discussions, poetry, literature, live performances, filmmaking, gaming and AI, podcast production and media. It also includes lineup of writers Aditi Banerjee, Dr. Tage Kano, Radhika Vishwanathan, Samudra Kajal Saikya, Zekoye, Subitaba and many more artists and creators. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar and Arunachal Life Saving Foundation organized voluntary blood donation camp on the occasion of International Women's Day 2026 with the theme Give to Gain at RK Mission Hospital. It was in collaboration with Miss Universe Arunachal Pradesh. ALSF Chairman Ramesh GK elaborated keynote points of blood donation and how it can save lives. He elaborated the honorable work of donating blood can be beneficial not only for receiver but also to the donor. To commemorate the 51st International Women's Day, a week-long program is being organized under the Women Research Studies Center, Rajiv Gandhi University. It is being conducted by the Department of Education, RGU. The program seeks to recognize and celebrate the achievements and contributions of women while fostering greater awareness regarding issues of gender inequality, gender equality, women's empowerment, health and social responsibility. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face New Zealand in a final clash at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. While India leads the overall T20 head-to-head record with 18 wins to New Zealand's 11, the Black Caps have won all three of the previous T20 World Cup meetings. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.